Blog Talk Radio.
Quite some time in time.
Urban Talk Nation. Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday night to everyone around the city and around the world. We're coming to you live from the Chi, Chicago. Brothers and sisters, we'll call in and see what it's all about. In the meantime, I'm going to get back to the music. Revolutionary sounds, don't forget. But we got a lot to talk about. The topic of the show is NRA TV host warns white families of being killed and tortured. Let's finish this song off and I'll get back with you shortly. Thank you.
for self-defense units, rifle club, ready to execute on the spot those who threaten Negroes.
I don't think that I said that.
Yes, you did.
No, I don't think I said that.
All right.
But I have called for rifle club. I think Negroes should, in areas where the police, whether it be federal, state, or city, have proven their inability or their unwillingness to defend Negroes, the lives and the property of Negroes, then it's only intelligent and it's only right that Negroes protect themselves. And I have encouraged them to buy a rifle and a shotgun, which, according to the Constitution, is legal.
That's right.
Not by a pistol or not, or something like that, but a rifle or a shotgun, which is constitutionally legal.
For what?
So that at any time, anyone makes any effort whatsoever to brutalize them or attack them or endanger them, they should have something to defend themselves. And in a country that spends, I think, $50 billion a year for defense alone, there's apprehension over Negroes trying to do something to defend themselves.
Well, who will determine when the Negro is endangered?
I think that if the government is concerned, instead of being so worried about what the Negro is going to do, the government should stop dragging its feet and take the initiative necessary to eliminate the injustices that frustrate Negroes and drive them into a method of defense such as this.
You said, Minister Malcolm, you have to expect the Negroes to rise up sooner or later.
Oh, yes.
What does that mean?
Well, just the same thing that it meant in South Vietnam and these other places, where you find oppressed people. Sooner or later, they rise up against the oppressor. When the Jews were being brutalized in Poland, there came a time when they couldn't take it anymore, and they fought back. They didn't have too much to fight with, but they fought back. And I think every oppressed people, no matter how meek and humble they are, after you drive them so far, they're going to strike back.
Well, does that mean that you expect to organize battalions or paramilitary units in various Negro ghettos around the country and establish this coming summer for violent action?
No, but I think that most Afro-Americans, so-called Negroes, have reached the point of no return and are taking it upon themselves to be prepared if the necessity ever arrives where they will have to do something to defend themselves.
Well, there was talk a month ago, you remember, of a group in Harlem called the Blood Brothers, who left the black Muslims when you did, and then later parted company with you, we are told, because the tactics that you espoused were too mild. What do you know of them, the Blood Brothers?
Well, I certainly wouldn't apologize for them. I think that the approach, if such a group as Blood Brothers exists...
Does it?
I say, I think all Negroes are Blood Brothers. Every Negro I know is my Blood Brother.
Oh, but Minister Malcolm, we're talking about a group said to number up to 400, probably more, who confess themselves to be anti-white as you are. They disbelieve in nonviolence as you do. One group among them is said to believe in violence, even in murder, almost for violence's sake. Another group among them are said to believe in violence only for retribution, to strike back.
A group as the Blood Brothers exists, it doesn't shock me. I would only be shocked at white people being shocked, because the conditions that prevail, Mike Wallace, are such that it's a miracle that such a group hasn't formed a long time ago.
But do they exist, to your knowledge?
I think every Negro in Harlem is a Blood Brother, whether he admits it or not.
Dissatisfied Negroes. That's Harlem.
And whereas 20 years ago, when you have a little race riot, it was confined to a community. Today, Mike, you have any kind of racial explosion, it will engulf the entire city, and it will have a chain reaction effect of spreading from city to city, and on an international scale, from country to country. And I, for one, would not like to see it happen, but I'm a realist enough and I'm man enough to face the fact that the potential ingredients for this explosion exist, and I will never try and make the public think that it doesn't exist.
Well, when you walk, you hear this comment and that comment, and you get the impression that everybody is ready.
They have arms?
I think Harlem has always been armed.
Do you look for violence in Harlem this summer?
I do look for violence. When you say Harlem, mind you, Harlem is New York City. Queens is Harlem. Brooklyn is Harlem. The Bronx is Harlem. Westchester is Harlem.
I mean, could you not become the leader of this kind of a group?
Which kind of group?
A violent group.
I'm not a group that becomes the leader of a violent group. I don't think any group movements really want violence. It's a case of,
is this not, Minister Malcolm, a call to action of sorts that you are raising here now?
I don't have to raise a call to action. And this is what I'm trying to make my people see. They have lost their ability to be objective where the race problem is concerned, primarily because they know that no real meaningful results have come from the Negro struggle. And in defense of this, they always call it or label it violence.
Do you really believe that any meaningful result is going to come from violence?
It's not a case of violence. I think that, if you could get away from looking at it as violence, then you would be objective and see that actually all it is a tendency to react to what they are confronting. White people don't realize how frustrated Negroes have become.
I think they have become to understand the Negroes' frustration, but they are also of the opinion that no good can possibly come from violence.
They are of that opinion, Mike. If you think that the powder keg that's in your house is going to explode under certain conditions, either you have to remove the powder keg or remove the condition. You can't stand there and label the powder keg as an enemy when you have the ability or have it within your power to change the condition, and it won't explode.
Do you know of any contingency plan for action?
No. I know of none. But I don't think that you go and study the history of oppressed people. Usually their initial action is not a plan. Usually it's a reaction, and it's on the part of a few, and then everybody gets right on in with it. And I think you'll find that if Negroes ever have to resort to any kind of physical action to defend themselves, many white people will be on the side of Negroes. Many white people are fed up with what the Negroes suffer. And this is what I had to become aware of on my pilgrimage to Mecca. I could see then that there are many white people in this country who will side with the Negro in whatever he has to do to protect himself.
You have changed your attitude about the white man in the United States to some extent.
Well, I've broadened my scope. Travel broadens your scope. It gives you a wider understanding. And I have, in my many lectures on college campuses, seen many whites, even as a black Muslim, whose reaction to much of what I had to say showed me that they were genuinely concerned. Some weren't genuinely concerned, but many of them were. And this element is increasing.
But that's a considerable change of opinion in Malcolm X.
No, today I'm speaking for myself. Formerly, I spoke for Elijah Muhammad. And everything I said was, Elijah Muhammad teaches us thus and so. I'm speaking now from what I think, from what I have seen, from what I have analyzed, and the conclusions that I have reached.
And the white man is no longer the devil, and he is no longer bound to be evil.
The Holy Quran teaches us to judge a man by his conscious behavior, by his intention. And my reason for going to Mecca was to get a better understanding of the religion of Islam and what the Quran teaches. So I judge a man by his conscious behavior. I am not a racist. I don't subscribe to any of the tenets of racism.
And there are good whites and good blacks and bad whites and blacks.
It's not a case of being good and bad, good or bad, black and white. It's a case of being good or bad human beings.
Users, Uber, Travis Kalanick, and Ford. This has been a bad year for Uber, actually an awful year, which was the most valuable startup in the world. We'll see after what is, I believe, going to be the mother of all breakdowns here. Let's take a deeper look at how the Uber fucked up played out. First of all, I love Uber. I think it's a fantastic service. Most recently, I was at the Cannes Lions Creativity Festival, which, by the way, should be renamed the Cannes Lions We're Putting You Out of Work Festival, hosted by Google and Facebook, or better yet, the Cannes Lions What Advertising Sucks Least Festival. Can you believe that she's invited me back?
Apple is sex. This isn't a phone.
Minister Malcolm, when you broke with Elijah Muhammad back in March, you said it was because the black Muslims were too narrowly sectarian and inhibited, and because Elijah Muhammad had become blindly jealous of you and the personal following you had gathered.
I said the first part, but the last part, I didn't say that Elijah Muhammad himself had become blindly jealous. I mentioned that it was his family
and the officials in Chicago. Everything that I said always was designed to protect Mr. Muhammad himself, primarily because the image that he had created was the image that enabled his followers to remain strong in faith and things of that sort. And I didn't want to see any adverse effect or negative result develop in the faith of all of his followers.
All right, all right.
But actually,
a little bit of Malcolm there to start out. Self-defense. That's what we're talking. You know, the NRA, in case a lot of you are not familiar with that name, it's the National Rifle Association. Not for African Americans. Believe that. Because if that was the case, Philando, rest in peace, Castile, was a conceal and carry. And he was killed in 7 seconds. The cop had no regard for passengers, which was a young lady, his girlfriend, and a baby girl. That's unacceptable. But here, I just want to get into what I'm talking about tonight, because this is really ridiculous. You know, these people are really showing their true colors. You understand what I'm telling you? I mean, the fear mongering. Oh, you better hide your kids. The niggers are coming. The niggers are coming. They're gonna kill you. They're gonna kill you. They're gonna kill you like they're killing the whites in South Africa. This guy, the host of that show, begins his segment on his show by noting that race relations are strained here in America after 8 years of Barack Obama. Although he conceded nowhere near as bad as it is in South Africa, where white families are being tortured and killed almost every day in racist violence. His guest, Chuck Holton, on viewers to remain vigilant, because Black Lives Matter activists could stoke enough animosity to inspire similar violence against white people in the United States. Now, what is that? That's totally fear-mongering. I'm not thinking about these people. I'm just trying to live and maintain a successful life in this white supremacist ruled country. We have no rights, my people. You need to understand that. There are no rights. They have no regard for our lives. They will kill us in a heartbeat, because that's a part of the plan. As I aforementioned before, it's not a conspiracy when you already know what the plot is. Come on now. Look, I came out of the dirty South, the rotten, dirty Mississippi Delta. And a lot of my homeboys and homegirls can relate to what I'm about to say. Every day, grown men, we were kids. But that white supremacy rule country, and then you got the head of the KKK running the Justice Department. Jefferson Beauregard Sessions. Remember that name, y'all. See, what y'all need to do is do your history. This is real. Jefferson Beauregard Sessions he was born in Selma, Alabama. Now, what did I tell you there? Huh? What do he think about African Americans? He got a lot of them arrested charge them with voter fraud, anything they can come up with to put your black asses in jail, they will. Believe me when I tell you, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions is taking the heat off these cops, pardon me, around this country, who are slaughtering our people. When you kill a woman and her unborn baby in front of her three kids, the gloves are off. This is never going away. I will be repeating this every time I come on this air. Freddie Gray, Trayvon Martin, Jordan Russell Davis, Eric Gardner, Sandra Bland. Come on. They have a name. You won't see or hear about them on the mass media because they're our enemies. Trump 45 is saying the enemy, the news media is his enemy. That's not true. They're African Americans' enemy and brown people's enemies, but of all African Americans. And it's been that way since we've been in this country. This white lady get killed in Minnesota. Oh, the mayor, she was heartbroken. Now listen to what I'm saying. I don't condone violence. I don't condone killing nobody. You know, I hate to see it. Life is worth living. Life is what it is. You are alive. But they're going to go on and on about this lady. Philando Castile was slaughtered. Did you hear about that? When the people tried to protest, which is their right. But listen, you got to understand, this NRA, this is just not the first message a female got on there. And see, this is fear-mongering. You go back to Dr. King and J. Edgar Hoover, who called Dr. King in the movement communists. They're enemies of ours. Because we're exposing them. You got to bring shame to these beasts. If there is any. Public shame. And to remove them from office. Because these old tired-ass white men in the Senate. Now you go in a room and decide who's going to get health care and who's going to die. Who made you all gods? Your money is not God's to us. I don't care nothing about your money. Because soon and real soon, you won't even be able to spend it. What am I talking about? Oh, you will see sooner than you think. You'll be looking to fall, wailing away. Because Babylon is about to fall. America is a rotten country. And it's been that way a long time. Yes, I said it. And if you don't like it, call in. Let's debate it. Tell me if I'm wrong. Now, I played a little Malcolm there. Going back to, you got to defend yourself. When you raise up, when African Americans raise up and start defending themselves, or they go and protest, peaceful protest, guess what's coming to your community? Every tank they can find. every police department, every state trooper department, even the National Guard coming in to pound on your head, bust your head to the white meat, because they have no respect for you. To hell with people talking about, oh, this black on black. Damn that. Do you understand where that started at? Poverty. You got nothing. So you're going to kill the closest person to you. Misery. Suffering. No one cares. No one cares. But I'm here to sound the alarm. Brothers and sisters, it's time to wake up. These people do not like you. They actually hate you with a passion. Tag 45 followers, they are impervious people. If you don't know what impervious means, Google it, and I'll tell you a little bit of it. They're clueless, non-feeling. They don't feel nothing. They don't agree with the truth. They can stand anything. Impervious. Impervious people. That's who follows this guy. Because birds of the feather flock together. Relentless. Huh? You can't talk to these people. You cannot reason with them. Now, you're talking about... What the hell are you talking about? Can Americans stand up and start questioning these people and start exposing them? Oh, no. They get offended. I'm not racist. I got a black dog. Who gives a damn? You don't understand our plight. Shout out to my brother. Huh? I remember syrup sandwich, sugar sandwich, mayonnaise sandwiches. Whatever was available. Thing is about to hit the fan. Because I'm going to tell you, the NRA, these are straight up racists. Now, what do we have to do with South Africa? Those are our people over there. Look how they slaughtered those people over there. Babies. When they protest. This is what America's going to. Tanks out. Look at Ferguson. Look at those racist cave-dwelling beasts wheeling those big AK-47s. I'll shoot you. I'll shoot you. What? You spray tear gas on elderly people who are out there protesting. No respect for us. But that's going to change sooner than you think. Because any means necessary, by any means necessary, we are not going to continue to lose our sisters, which are our queens and our kings, our princesses and our prince. This is my platform here. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm sounding the alarm. You can call in. You got the number. I don't think you got the heart. See, we love a lot of BS. This is real talk here. This is your life on the line. My switchboard should be going haywire. But we too stuck on stupid. Conversation that most African Americans need to be into. This is no joke. This guy is telling the viewers to remain vigilant because Black Lives Matter. See, the headline was, if NRA is saying white people, they wanted white families, are being killed and tortured, if Black Lives Matter succeed. Come on. Anytime a group mentality, they want to bust your head open. Look at those motorcycle gangs out in Texas. What did they do with them? They was killing people. They killed people. The police was out there congregating with them. What that tell you, my people? They got nothing for you. Look, let me go off the little rail here since I'm on this subject. You can have all the money in the world. NFL players just move San Diego Chargers where they San Diego, Los Angeles Chargers now. Brothers going to pay 6 months to 12 months worth of rent to lease a house, brother. Oh, you accepted. Yeah, everything's great. Yeah, sure. Next day. Oh, no, you're not accepted. That's a new neighborhood. They don't want no niggas in there. Bottom line. Another incident. Same teammate. Oh, yeah, you could have pets. Sure, that's great. Yes. Next day. No, you can't have pets. And I'm sorry, we can't rent you the home. Michael Vick, the dog killer, the dog fighter, go out there and see with your hair all groomed and cut, and you looking dapper. You look not looking like a militant like my brother, Colin Kaepernick. That's my brother. I love my brother. He's standing up. More brothers in the NFL, NBA, wherever they are. In these pro sports, they need to stand up. Sit down for that national anthem. Because if you listen to the words, it would piss you off. See, our people, we just don't get it. We're trying to hang around people who hate you. Well, I want to move over here. Ain't no crime. What? There's crime everywhere. No neighborhood, I don't care how sophisticated or gutter it is safe. Squirrels got holes. Birds got nests. But the Son of Man has nowhere to hide. We out here. We got to face this. Let's go back to Vic. Michael Vick, can you move in those neighborhoods? You think with you critiquing your brother who stood up for you when they sent you to prison for fighting dogs? And you get on television, the lights, the cameras, oh, yeah, he needs to cut his hair. He'd be more. Oh, no. You're going to have to accept me for who I am. This is who I am. Afros. That's our signature. That's our nature. You're going to tell me to cut my fro? You a boot-licking coon for massa. And I love what Colin did. So classy. And you all need to look this up. Stockholm Syndrome. Stockholm Syndrome. Look it up. It was about some bank robbers in England. They held the people hostage. And the people that were being held hostage all of a sudden had an affection for the robbers, for the captors. Huh? They're abusers. They're oppressors. The ones who can murder them. That's what Michael Vick suffers from. And not only him. African-Americans, African-American Republicans. Where are you? Where are you? I don't hear you. All I hear, you all doing Grand Wizard of the KKK sitting in that Oval Office defending him. And then you got people. I go on these sites and say, oh, you got to start treating the president. Oh, have we forgotten? You got to start respecting the president. Never. I respect the office. The idiot has to respect himself first before he can get respect from me. African Americans, what the hell do you have to lose? Our lives. And we're losing them in record numbers. 2017, 1,700 killed. Police officers. I don't have the paper and the stats near me. I don't need them. I'm just wondering, when are those Republican African Americans, notice I didn't say Republican, Republicans, Republicans, because all it is a con game. These guys get in office, the senators, they're the granddaddy. Huh? Of the legislators. They showing their true colors. 45 has only one black spot in his cabinet. And you know who he is. Bootlicker Coon, Handkerchief Head, Sambo, Ben Carson. He's forgotten where he come from. Poverty. You know, a lot of us get up and get out of the mud hole and out of the shithole. And we don't reach back to throw a life jacket, huh? Or give a hand to pull somebody up. Because we selfish like that. Once we start rubbing elbows with the billionaires and millionaires, oh man, I have arrived, so you think. You standing out at an event, Caucasian couple pulled up, here's my keys, I'm not valet. Oh. I didn't know. That's the respect they got for you. None whatsoever. So I'm just venting a little bit. If there's anybody out there brave enough to call in, I know it's a week night. You got to go to work in the morning. I do too. But I got bankers out because of my own boss. That's the only way I'm going to have it. But if you're up and you want to talk, don't be afraid. What you afraid of? You know, people talk a good game. But I'm on the air right now. Where y'all at? Where you at? I don't need you. You understand what I'm saying? Shout out to my beautiful cousin, Debbie Hayes. Happy birthday, sweetie. Enjoy your big day. I know you had a good time. I'll be celebrating my birthday on Saturday. 60 years I've been on this planet. 60 years. And I haven't seen no change. Change, it ain't no racism. You's a damn fool. See, in the South, they come right out and tell you how they feel about you. But here in the North, they got a sophisticated means. They hit you economically. They take them jobs. They slam. Look, they're doing bail reform now here in Chicago because it's ridiculous. Young people get arrested for a little minor charge, but they can't pay the fine, so now they're incarcerated for 90 days. That has to change. Shout out to our new state's attorney, Kim Fox. That hag, Nita Alvarez, she covered up for Laquan McDonald and the rest of these young brothers that have been slaughtered by these police officers, unarmed, walking away from them. But all you see is a nigger. You see a threat. I was looking in Portland. I watched the video. Portland, Oregon. Oregon, brother. This white lady. Four officers trying to get her out of the car. One cruiser was parked in front of her. Do you know? She almost ran over all of them. But not one gunshot rang out after she took off. She took a cruiser with her. Come on. But this young brother in Texas, Jordan, rest in peace, my brother. My young brother. Promising future. The racist cave-dwelling cop jumps out of his car with a rifle. It shoots at the car that's driving away from him, and he lied. Oh, they tried to hit me. That's a damn lie. Video was running. Now, he's convicted of murder, but I don't get excited when they convict him. Look at the guy that killed the brother in South Carolina. He lied. Tasered right down there beside him while a black officer was standing right there. What's wrong with you, nigga? There's something wrong with us. You gonna let this cop blue code my ass? No, I gotta tell. No, you wrong, man. That wasn't there. You're not gonna put this on. Walter Scott, running away. Get shot in the back. They didn't shoot him because he was running. He's shot him because he was black. That's the only reason. And you can kiss my whew, if you don't like it. Because that's the truth. I don't care these analysts, these so-called law enforcement analysts get on CNN. Why are they letting these racists? You can look in their faces and tell, oh yeah, he was in the wrong. Police was right. Cops was wrong. Look at this dirty, rotten sheriff in Florida. He's telling his people, the community of West Palm Beach, out there where Trump's Mar-a-Lago is located. I was out there in Florida. They tried to get me to go out at night to work. Bullshit. I'm not going out there. I'm headed back to Chicago. Oh, no, that's all right. We'll get somebody. I know you will. Big man. Muscular. In shape. I'm a threat. to those cave dwellers. See, actually, they only cops because they was bullied all their life, carried guns. See, some of these cops, when they get that gun on their and that badge, oh, they got that authority now. I'm God. I can end your life. I got to go back to Lansing here in Illinois. Young white brother, young black brother, runs up on the porch, running from people trying to jump on him. That was his house. He come out in his shorts, jump directly on the brother. The white guy was feminine, his white friend. What you doing on my porch? I could kill you. You're on my property. I could kill you. He said nothing to that young white guy, the young white friend of his. Now you tell me if I'm paranoid, delusional. You know, that's what they tell you. You know, no, there's no racism. You're just paranoid and delusional. No, that's you. I'm awake. And the next Negro come to me talking about black on black crime, I'm going to bust you in the head. Comes from. There's suffering in the ghetto. There's nothing there. There's poverty. Here in Chicago, they rather build big skyscrapers than build, but they shut down 56 schools. What did Malcolm say? They put you in these screwed up neighborhoods. Schools are bad. The teachers hate you. You expect something good out of that? It's just not going to happen. I'm going to get back into the music a little bit because I'm getting kind of peed off here, you know, because I really want to just go in hard, real hard. But now, I'm going to let the music do it. I'm going to let my boy Malcolm, my man Malcolm come in and give it to you. Enemy hates the truth. They hate to be exposed. Huh? The truth is the light. The truth gonna set you free. Okay. The number to call in is 914-803-4589. That's 914-803-4589. I got about 57 minutes left in the show. I'll probably do another one celebrating my birthday Saturday. But I just had to come. This was the last minute thing. You know, it's just too much happening in this country to be silent. Now you sit your asses on Facebook, Twitter. Here's an open platform. What my sisters and brothers of these conscious groups? Y'all full of shit. You put all that in typing. What you typing for when you can talk? But you're afraid. They got y'all shook. I know they do. They got you shook. I've never been shook. Huh? Never. Not I. They used to tell me back in school, oh, man, you don't like someone. You don't like. I don't have a problem with people. I don't like the people that don't like me. Now, believe me, when I played football and sports, I had white teammates. There was a brotherhood there. I could be bigoted, but I can't be racist. because I don't have that power. What do I have to hold back from the white race? But you taking my life. That's the only thing. In my family's life. Where you at, Clarksdale? Shout out again to the Honorable Mayor Chuck Espy. I know what you're dealing with down there, my brother. That's Clarksdale, brother. Never forget that that's what they're about. They put that sign on your couch. Vote white. Let me say it again. Vote white. Let me say it one more time. Vote white. Your dad was the mayor down there for years. He went through worse than what you're going through. He paved the way for you. And Chuck, I know you're going to do a good job, man. You're a good guy. You got a good heart. You got good intentions. And I'm hoping and praying for the best. Because Clarksdale needs a healing. Chicago needs to heal from the killing. I mean, this is every day. I was on the air last Sunday. Gunshots rang out. You could hear miles away. You could be laying in your bed and not wake up because a bullet, straight bullet, came through your window and killed you. And nothing could be done. But let this be Barrington, Illinois, where they got all the mansions. Let it be up in Wilmette, Naperville. They'll have every branch of the military in there. Every branch. I got to go some 400 years here. I'll get back with you. 400 years, y'all. 400 years. And nothing has changed. Huh? Nothing. Where is it? Where's the change? Huh? Wait on it. Let's go. Don Carlos. 400 years. Let's get this. The message is in the music. 400 years, y'all. Let's go. We're still in shackles and chains. On the brain. Now's the time for all the sisters. Chicago culture, we need payday. Payday! America, the rotten. Let's go. We need that payday. Slave master. When will it be? That old leaving reparation. They gave it to the Jews, Japan. We got nothing coming, y'all. When will it be? On that plantation, y'all. Gotta make America pay. I gotta tell the world. I got to tell the world. I Got about 43 minutes left in the show. I'm just going to rock it out, y'all. Got a bank.
I'm gonna find a body. but I ain't not the world. They don't even think about the last. These people are so hard to find. Be treated very bad. Next one comes, and the other one gone. You must stand up by the coolie gun. You must fire big fun. I'm a one line man. Send me my
Revolution. Dennis Brown. We need a revolution. I'm getting started already. Do you know?
Please leave on to bear the world.
404, I'm coming at you. Stand by. 404, I'm coming at you. Stand by. 404, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
404, you on the air?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Five, can't hear you.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. You still
got to go back to my music right now. Got one for you guys out here. For all of you ones who want to hang out and think they're with you, and you, I got a song for you. Pablo Moses. It's a trick. Don't believe it.